You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Hey, let's kick off this holiday weekend. Yeah, it is Halloween weekend. I, Paul the Boxster, here on the Viva La Mock radio program, I'm going to hand curate, which I do each and every week, but this time it'll be Halloween-themed songs for the next 2 hours. Starting things off with, of course, some Danny Elfman. This is Halloween. From the Nightmare Before Christmas.
See something strange, come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Hip or hip till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. It's our town, everybody scream.
In this town of Halloween.
Snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise. Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you scream.
This is Halloween,
red and black and slimy green.
Weren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice.
Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the guy with the tearaway face. Fear in a flash and gone without a trace.
I am the who.
start. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Friends come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their head, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Friends come out at night.
Now the party's jumping. Place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I can buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks
come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks
come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Put one. Hut, 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 hut.
she's wrapping up that first set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with her song Halloween. Came out back in 1981, and I'll be honest, I would have been surprised if Susie and the Banshees didn't have a song called Halloween. Before the Susie Sue, how about some Houdini from 1984, When the Freaks Come Out at Night, which actually, if you know that song, they're actually talking about like goth and punk kids walking around the streets back in the early 1980s. But you know what? I think it works for Halloween, does it not? Speaking of Halloween, some Ministry, L. Jorgensen and Company from 1984 as well, with Every Day is Halloween. Start off the entire set, some Danny Elfman. And this is Halloween, yeah. This is the Mockster. This is actually the Viva La Mock radio program as it comes to each and every week at this time. We are kicking off the Halloween weekend tonight, Friday, October 29th, with songs about or thematically with Halloween as the Mockster sees it. So I've got to play this one. It's one of my favorites. It's the Dream Syndicate from the Days of Wine and Roses. It's Halloween.
No, not on Halloween. Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolances are rolling up. All the dummies are made of stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's his time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are.
Man, you guys are so smart because you are listening to Viva Le Mock on WRCT 88.3 FM. And I am Peter Zerum of the Flesh Tones. You're going to hear us on this station.
I was a teenage zombie. It's a drag hanging around.
some 1982's plastic surgery disasters. It's the Dead Kennedys with their song Halloween, released as a single in December of 1982. Before that, the Woggles, released as a single literally a week or two ago. Brand new music from the Woggles with their song The Witch, also played Fleshtones in there. Went back to the I Was a Teenage Zombie soundtrack because A, I've always loved that soundtrack, and B, always loved that song with the title track, I Was a Teenage Zombie. Shags in there. You know what? You're going to play a Halloween show. If you don't have the Shags in the set list, something's wrong with you. It's Halloween from the Shags. And speaking of actually that I Was a Teenage Zombie soundtrack, another song found on there. I didn't pull it off of there, but it's found on there. The Dream Syndicate with their song Halloween was also on their debut full-length Days of Wine and Roses. That wrapped up that set of music to get us where we are now, which is getting closer and closer to the top of the hour. I, the Mockster, am playing some Halloween-themed songs for you to get you in the spirit of the weekend. Speaking of the spirit of the weekend, January 1989 is when Lou Reed released his New York album, which featured this song.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's the born-again losers having DeBruzes and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D, a Tinkerbell in tights. This celebration somehow gets me down. Especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today. Especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door. And I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad. And then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind, I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind, I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. See you next year at the Halloween Parade.
With an overweight Madonna, orders two Bud Lights and a
cranberry vodka. Marilyn Monroe dances dirty with Darth Vader. James Dean holds hands with a Sharon impersonator. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Ed Scissorhands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me.
The Pogues wrapping up that set of music from the Sid and Nancy soundtrack. 1986 is when that came out, and that was their song, Haunted. Lead vocals on that one done by Kate O'Riordan, who was actually married to Elvis Costello from 1986 to 2002. In my opinion, a song that's just classically underrated. Such a great song, and such a great song for me to pull out here around Halloween. Hey, before the Pogues, how about some Matt Pond, PA? Went back to 2005 in his release, several arrows later, for a song just called Halloween. Also, Bobby Bear Jr., 2010 is when he released his A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head album. Yeah, that's the name of the album with Rock and Roll Halloween. And speaking of a Rock and Roll Halloween, you cannot have a Rock and Roll or a more Rock and Roll Halloween unless you play some Lou Reed from his 1989 album New York and Halloween Parade. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I have more Halloween music coming for you, to you, right after this quick announcement.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am your host. People call me the Mockster because this is a program we call Viva La Mock. And each and every week at this time, I, the Mockster, I do a thing called the Mock. I do a thing where I take an artist, word, performer, some sort of theme. I can't even say it right. Some sort of theme. There it is. There it is. Some sort of theme. See? You say it enough times, it'll come out. It will. Correctly. Tonight's theme is not really the theme itself. Is I'm just going to play cover songs of Halloween-themed music or songs that I feel have a Halloween spirit to it. So that's what we're going to call the Mock tonight as we are getting into the spirit of the weekend. Before I get to the Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Yeah, Attic Records that are located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. Call them up at 412-821-8484. Now let's find our way into what I was talking about earlier. Playing a bunch of cover songs, the songs that thematically can fit within the Halloween spirit. A few years ago, a compilation came out with bands doing some of their best Halloween-esque songs. When I say bands, I mean local bands. It was a Pittsburgh-based project. So the Gothies jumped on board and said, you know what? Let's tackle 1979's classic by Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi's Dead. In its full glory, it's the Gothies here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
White on white dresses and black capes. Yeah.
go see his dad.